On April 19th, 1994, at about 9 p.m., 18-year-old Brian Canfield was driving his pickup truck from Buckley to a location near Lake Kapawisin in Washington State. Suddenly, his engine died, the dashboard lights went dim, and the truck stopped even though Brian did not apply the brakes. Then he saw something. Something descending in front of him about 30 feet away. At first, he just saw the burr-like feet with claws. Then, Brian saw the rest of the creature as it landed with a dusty thud. Standing in front of him, 9 feet tall, with blue-tinted fur, tufted ears, yellow eyes with pupils like half-moons, a large mouth with sharp white teeth, and a face like a wolf, was Bat-Squatch. Brian said he was scared. Seeing the creature made his hair stand on end, but he did not feel threatened. He said the creature stood there, staring at him, like it was resting, like it also did not know what to think. The young man said the creature stood there for several minutes. It twitched his fingers and unfurled its wings as wide as the road. It flapped its wings and slowly rose into the sky. The wind from the wings of the creature was so great it made his truck shake. He said the creature flew off in the direction of Mount Rainier. A few moments later, his truck started and he took off back home as fast as he could. This was the first documented encounter with a creature that would later become known as Bat-Squatch. A newspaper report in the News Tribune of Tacoma, written by C.R. Roberts, notes that Brian Canfield was an average kid, didn't do drugs, and didn't drink. The reporter also noted that Brian was not a fan of heavy metal and didn't play D&D, so those factors could be ruled out too. At the end of the report, Brian is quoted as saying, "It did happen. I'm willing to put my life on it. I just kind of have this picture in my head, the picture of it standing there. I can't get rid of it. It's just there. Kind of wish it never happened." While others may disregard this story as a tall tale of a teenager who has watched one too many episodes of Sightings or X-Files, there have been other sightings. As a matter of fact, local legends say that the first sightings happened in May of 1980 during the Mount St. Helens eruption. There are many tales of Bat-Squatch stretching from the North Cascades to Mount Shasta. Almost all describe a similar creature. A very tall, furry, bipedal creature with an ape-like body, a wolf-like head, and leathery, bat-like wings. Some claiming the creature to have a wingspan greater than 30 feet. Unfortunately, finding more information on these sightings is very difficult. There are many reports that are quite obviously intended to be a joke. Jokes that many cryptozoologists irresponsibly report as genuine eyewitness accounts. What we do know is in 2018, Rogue Ales Brewery in Newport, Oregon released a delicious hazy IPA named after the famed Bat-Squatch, with some of the best artwork I have ever seen. I'm not getting paid to say this, I just like the beer and the art. Seriously, if anyone at Rogue is listening, please send me a Bat-Squatch t-shirt. I'll wear it on my next live stream. If anyone knows how to get a hold of Brian, please put us in touch. I would love to talk to him. And if you have had an encounter with Bat-Squatch or any other paranormal experience that you would like to share, please call my voicemail, 425-835-2766. 425-835-2766. And maybe we'll include your message in a future episode of the show. I'm Jason Rigdon, and you have been listening to the podcast of Mystery. Thank you.